Good morning, all. Welcome for being here on a cold day, the early morning. The theme we have taken up is health is our birthright. The health is wealth. Without health, everything becomes meaningless. The health opens up in different levels: physical health, mental health, social health, and spiritual health. The physical health, that I may be looking healthy, it's physically I am good, but I may not be inside. I am a very restless person. In Taittiriya Upanishad, health is defined as the bubbling with joy, full of contentment, joy, bliss. It is the definition of health, wellness, according to Taittiriya Upanishad. It talks about yuva sadhu, yuva adhyayaka, ashishto dridashta balishtaha, prithivi sarvasya vittasya purnasya eka manusha anandaha. Yuva sadhu, one is, it's bubbling with energy, yuva, and very polite, no arrogance, very learned person, still no arrogance of the knowledge. And one is full of conviction in the life, ambitious person, not a dull person, wanting to achieve great things in the life, and full of strength, physical strength, mental strength, and full of conviction, determination in the life. And that person having the contentment within, that is defined as a healthy person. Healthy person, it's not the person, if I am not going to a doctor, doesn't mean that I am a healthy person. According to the Upanishad, healthy person is defined that way. And according to the Ayurveda, the health is defined as it's a samadhatu, samagni, samadosha, malakriyaha, prasanna, atma, indriya, manaha, arogya, ityabhidiyate. Samadhatu, my building blocks are in balance. There is a glow in the skin. It's not a dry skin or a withered skin. Glow in the skin, outer skin, inner skin. My flesh is good. And bones are strong. Blood circulation is good. And the joints, there is a flexibility in the joints. No stiffness in the joints. And it's my vata, pitta, and kapha, air element, water element, and fire element in the body are in balance. There is no constipation. And that person having the peace of mind within, Ayurveda also talks about, that is a healthy person. And as I mentioned at the beginning, physically I may be looking good, but inside, very dullness and anxiety, stress. So, from outer appearance alone doesn't define that I am a healthy person. There is a psychology. Mind is not letting me. For example, last year in Australia, they spent $71 billion on health budget. It's about 17% of total budget was spent on health. $71 billion. Out of that, $10 billion was spent on mental health. About 15% of the health budget goes towards the health budget in the mental health. Mental health is a rampant problem across the world. Physically, I'm looking good, but mentally depressed, anxiety, stress, and I have no confidence in myself. Suicidal tendency, mental health, because of that one, I can't bring out the best in me. It is pulling me back to perform well in the society. It is leading to the social health also. I can't interact with the people. I can't live in harmony with others. I don't know how to talk with others. It is affecting the social level also. this mental health is leading to substance abuse substance abuse problem across the world. Drugs is drug problem is rampant across the world, and it is pulling me further down. But mental health and physical health, it is mental health in Ayurveda also talks about, scripture also talk about, it says it's called as Adi. The diseases have an origin in the mind. Slowly it percolates. If you do not address the psychological problems, it will percolate down and starts manifesting in the physiological level. It is called as Adi Vyadi, psychosomatic diseases. Psychosomatic diseases are rampant across the world. And the government is spending only 15% on the psychological and 85% on the physiological. And because the health, psychological health is vital for the healthy community, healthy society, healthy nation, healthy world. And beyond that one, the mental health, they talk about mental health. We need to know where is mind. If you go to a neurosurgeon, he or she will say, mind is in the brain. But our scripture says, mind is not in the brain. Mind is there in the heart. The heart is the center. It's the center of the mind is here. Its wellness we have to look after. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to be in joy. Everyone wants to seek contentment, bliss. Everyone is seeking that one. It is hidden deep in everyone's heart. Connect to yourself within. It is called as spirituality. Connecting only the outer manifestation. I am only going out. Only however great prosperous is the country, if that country is only seeking outside, it is leading to many psychological problems and physiological problems. However much health budget you invest on that one, problem is not solved. You are addressing only the effect, not the cause. It says address this one. Not only outer manifestation, you have to go within, tap within, seek within. When you are spiritually connected, one experiences the joy, bliss, contentment. This is leading to the mental health, psychological health. If you want a good psychological health, go within, seek within, discover within. No medicine or however prosperity is your money in your bank account, it won't bring you happiness within unless you connect within, seek within. Spiritual health is leading to the psychological health. It is leading to the physiological health. And Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he talks about tasmat ajnana sambhutam hristam jnanasinatmanah chitvainam samshayam yogam atishto uddishta bharata. Therefore, the ignorance, the confusion, its unhappiness, discontentment within, remove that one, cut off that ignorance. And tasmat ajnana sambhutam hristam, it is there within everyone's heart, hristam, through the knowledge, seek within. When you discover that one, you are infused with, bubbling with joy, energy dancing. And it's an overflow, outpouring of energy you can experience. You are infused with energy. Atishto uttishta bharata, with this one, come, rise and stand up, accomplish great things in your life. To do that one, go within, seek, get the spiritual health. The spiritually, when I am healthy, psychologically healthy, physiologically healthy, the spiritual health is everyone's birthright. When that is there, one is psychologically healthy, physiologically healthy. And when you are connected spiritually, that person is a great asset to the family, great asset to the community, great asset to the country, great asset to the world. And it says, the health is our birthright. When we can tap into that one, how we can tap? By go within, seek within, discover the beauty within, then you are unstoppable. You will accomplish unimaginable things in your life. And you will, when you look back, you will be saying, I never thought I would achieve this much. That energy, where it has come from within. That health has to dawn from within. And we will be conveying this message. Health is your birthright. Again, during the International Day of Yoga. And for there also, we will be conveying this message. And another dimension also, I will be touching upon that one. Lie down on your back.